Hey world, this is Charles Cole from Energy Converters, and you're listening to the first episode of the Energy Converters student podcast. We're still working on the name. We're letting the young people name it. In this podcast, you will hear some very enthusiastic, yet a little nervous students, but I hope you sit back and enjoy it and actually listen to some of the things they're saying. They decided to talk about student mental health. It was the thing that was kind of on their mind and on their heart. And just watch how when you give students a little bit of power and some agency, they come up with some really good solutions. So I hope you enjoy the show. I hope you continue to join us. And be patient with us as we get better and try out some new things. But it was really, really, really dope watching these young people come into their own and gain confidence even as the podcast episode goes forth. So I hope you enjoy it and join us for the next one. Have a good one. Okay.
Hi, I'm Talia Torres. I'm in 11th grade.
Who are you?
I'm Antoinette Watts, and I'm in 12th grade.
But you don't want to be You don't want to go by Antoinette. What did you want to go by?
Nessa Watts.
So that's Nessa, and we're gonna ask Nessa to put the microphone closer to herself. But other than that, we should be good.
And I'm Jaden Cummings. I'm 16. I'm in 10th grade.
All right. So this is the squad. This is their first time ever being on a podcast, and they're really excited about it. So we want to, give them a huge round of applause for that piece. So one of the things that they wanted to talk about, I asked them what they want their first show to be about, and they said student mental health. And I'm gonna throw it over here to my young ladies just to kind of get us started on why did you all pick student mental health and what do we need to cover. So why don't you kick us off, Kylie? Why should we be talking about student mental health?
Because there's a lot of kids who are depressed with their work and if they have drama and they're trying to get through school, but they have a lot of stuff on their mind, so it brings them down to depression.
I mean, so what is it that we need to know? And I mean, y'all were feeling really strongly about this. So tell us what are adults out there that's not in school no more, like what they need to know? And actually, Nessa, we're going to throw it to you, because if y'all could have saw her before the recording started, she had a lot to say about it. So what is it that you feel like people outside of the student world aren't getting about student mental health right now?
I feel like people are downplaying the students because of the simple fact that we're students. I feel like we be so depressed, but since we're younger and they done been through more than us, they don't understand where we're coming from and understand our point of views, understand why we're depressed. They just think that we're like, oh no, she's going to get over it. Like, you know, stuff like that. I feel like that's the biggest issue, and I feel like that's why there's so many kids depressed and so many, like, you know. I just feel like, that's why so many students are depressed. Because they don't get the help that they need.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. My name is Jenny Cummings. Mental health nowadays seems like a problem because of social media and the social network and everything that's happening and innovations in the last 10 years. It seems like we're all more connected than ever, but at the same time, there's some of us who feel disconnected from everybody, which can lead to depression and most schools need to do a better job on realizing that and actually checking up on students more often, because some of them are going through things as we speak, and it's a very unfortunate thing. But we just need students and counselors, not teachers and counselors, to actually care and actually like check up on students who they can suspect is going through stuff. And also the students who are probably loud in class, they might secretly be feeling a certain way too. So I think it's important for the teachers to just check up on every single student in a certain time span and just check up and see if they're all right.
But how do you do that though, right? Like, how do you want, I mean, what is it that you, All right, let's not talk about it like in a theoretical space like we just did. Give us some real examples of things that might be going on with you or friends of yours. So, like, help these teachers out. Like, help adults out to, like, really understand what's going on. Who wants to start?
Go ahead.
So, for example, I had a friend, and she told teacher that she was depressed and that she wanted to kill herself. And the teacher just sat there and laughed. That's not something I feel like as a teacher should get training on stuff like this. Like, you need to be more sentimental to your students. When they tell you something like that, you should feel the need to. You should feel the need to help. And I feel like that's the problem. Just the counselor and teachers need to get, like, they need to set rules. Like, if I hear this about a student or I see a student feeling down, I need to go check up on their student. I feel like they need to take more action. So I feel like that's, like I don't understand why people would sit there and laugh at a student and she's telling you she's depressed and she wants to kill herself.
I agree. It's a shame.
I mean, you too, what? You said you agree. Like, I mean, have you had any experiences at school? And you don't have to talk about yourself. You can if you like. I don't want you to feel like you got to put yourself out there. But from your perspective, why is this an issue? Like, what have you seen personally?
I've friends who go through a lot of stuff at home, and also they have to come back to school, and they try to get away from their problems at home, but then they come here and then they also have to get the work done, and then they have people coming up to them asking about problems, and then that just makes it worse. So, and when they go to a teacher, the teacher really doesn't like, well, you shouldn't be putting yourself in that predicament, when it's like, I'm not trying to, it just happens. It's just, you're not putting yourself in it, you just have people coming up to you asking you what's wrong, and you try to put on a brave face, but at a point, there's like, you can't put a brave face on it anymore.
Talia, did you have any thoughts about it? Like, what's your opinion about everything that just got said?
Well, I agree with everything that just got said and everything. So
you got to talk into the microphone, or folks can't hear you.
Sorry. So basically, from my like opinion and everything, the teachers and everything are not much help. I remember I was in band class, and I told my teacher I didn't want to do nothing that day because I wasn't feeling right, and I wasn't feeling, like, up to it and everything. He told me that if I wanted a grade and everything, I would suck it up and just do it. And then I told the principal and everything, and she told me that if I wanted to just come inside the office, I can. But then people was starting to look at me differently, so I just didn't go.
What do you mean they were looking at you differently?
Like, they was just looking at me as if I was, like, really, like, the depressed person inside the classroom and everything. And, like, they would just talk behind, like, my back and everything and say, like, Talia, oh, she's just faking it and everything just to leave class.
Okay. So how'd that make you feel, like, hearing that? You know, it sounds so one of the things that Energy Converter wrote about last year, because we wrote about student mental health a lot, and they wrote about this thing called a stigma. You know what a stigma is? So what a stigma is what you just described. Like, they're afraid to talk up or about it or share the issues that they're dealing with mentally because they don't want people to make fun of them or to, you know, abandon them or push them out the group. So it sounds like you felt like that happened. And I know your principal is probably going to listen to this episode because y'all got a really supportive principal that's really wanting to hear more from her students. So what do you want her to know that could probably help something like that in the future? Do you have a solution for her?
I want to say I do have a solution and everything, but it's not coming to mind. My thing is just that maybe she could talk to the teachers about it. Maybe she can have them, like, what's the one? The shoe thing? Put the foot in a shoe, something like that.
Okay. All right. So I think that we need to start just recognizing the problem at first. it seems like the topic of mental health and depression and all those types of things, they're never brought up in school. They're probably, teachers think it's best to stay away from them and not discuss about those topics. And I personally know people who all the time just say that they want to kill themselves and say, and actually do cut themselves. And it's horrible to see these people go through these type of things. And teachers, it doesn't seem like they're aware of this at all, and or they don't have the effort or the drive to find out what people in the class are actually going through at home and just going through in general. So we need to start recognizing these problems, and then we can, I think we'll be able to come up with a pretty decent solution. Like Talia said, is not with us right now, but I think we will be able to come up to a pretty good solution eventually.
Did you all have any other thoughts about it? Like, of what ways? Because one of the things that we want to do in Energy Converters, right, is like, the program isn't just to have young people share their stories or share their feelings or complain or whatever the case is. Like, you all do a lot of research. You all write about these issues, and teachers, principals, like, folks are looking to you all to partner with to kind of solve these problems. So do y'all have any additional thoughts that your principal can kind of take, or and it's okay if you don't. I just want to make sure that, like, this is your opportunity to talk. Like, nobody can interrupt a podcast. Nobody can cut you off that'll be listening to it from the school. So imagine that all your teachers are listening to this podcast, waiting for you to give them instruction or ways that you want to partner. This is your moment. Do you all have any things that you want to add to them, or any suggestions?
I would like to actually say thank you to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I.
I mean, you can just say thank you. You can say the name if you want. I mean, it's positive and make their day. So,
I would like to say thank you to Mr. Green, because he actually take his time out of everything to stop and see if everybody is okay. I remember there was just one time that this girl in our class was crying, and like she just felt like she couldn't take it no more. And Mr. Green just sat with her and talked to her, and he made two of us go out there to talk to her and everything. And he told us that if anything, just call him and he will come over there.
Okay.
I'd like to say thank you to him.
All right.
So I think that something that can, the only resource really now we have now at the school to talk about, for each student to talk about, like, all their problems and all their things they're going through, are the Wednesday check-ins. But it's a thing, because some teachers actually do them individually and others actually do in a group. So the ones who do in a group, it's harder for those students to come out about, you know, their mental health, the truth about it, and if they have depression. But so I think that individualized check-ins will actually be better most of the time. And I really do appreciate the teachers who actually do take the time out of class to actually do individualized check-ins, because they're valuable. But then sometimes teachers need to be aware of the problems that our generation face and keep that in mind while they talk to us, because they seem to be focused on other things, as in our grades and as in our behavior at school. But really, like, there's other problems with us and like other situations that most young people and people who go to Emory High or people in general or students just face at like home or
like what,
such as, like I mentioned earlier, the kids who cut themselves and always go around saying they kill themselves and people don't know if they're serious or not. And it's just, yeah, so I just really hope that teachers keep those problems that our generation face, like, in mind when they talk to us. And I'm not asking them to specifically ask about them when they talk to us, but it will be like it'll be helpful to actually keep them in mind while they talk to us or like while they check in with us.
About the Wednesday check-ins, I think they should do those more, because I mean,
and what's a Wednesday check-in? Just so, because every school doesn't have a Wednesday check-in. So what is that?
Wednesday check-in is like you go to your teacher. They pick, they're supposed to do individual check-ins, I think. And so they ask you how you're doing, your grades, and how is it going at home. But they really don't ask it as much, like, how are you doing? Not how is your grades, or are you getting your work done? It's mostly, are you getting your work done? You need to, you're missing this. You need to turn this in. But they need to ask, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? Is everything at home okay? And I know it's not their business to know, but it's, they should at least have the courage to, like, ask them, like, I see that you're not doing so well today. Like, what is going on? Is it at home? Is it here? To ask what's going on instead of asking about grades.
Do you all agree with that? Like, would you be open to, and Nessa, I wanted to hear your thoughts. Would you be open to a teacher or one of the adults on campus actually asking you, going beyond just the academic and saying, how are you doing today?
Yes, I would, but I also have some other thoughts. I feel like we should have, like, girl groups and boy groups. Like, you know, that's more empowering, because if you have a student body that you can sit there and you can talk to about your problems and they understand, because you guys are all going through the same thing, I feel like that would be so much, like, you know, better for students. So I feel like for the teachers, if you guys can get that together, or even we can even have a student do it, but we need to take action before, like, you know, because everybody be like, oh.
Why don't you do it?
I know.
So let me ask you a question, right? Because this is the thing, right? Because we always kind of say what other people can and should do. And I think that's a great idea. If your principal says she supports you and work with you on that, is that something that you support? Like the Energy Converters Girl Group that, you know, allows, you know, we get y'all a little bit of funds, maybe some food or something like that. But you have a group where it's just young ladies and y'all get to actually talk about stuff. Is that something that you would be able to take on?
Yes, I feel like I would, because I like understanding people and understanding where they're coming from, and understand if somebody hurting, I feel like we should all have that comfort and, like, you know, comfort them in their time of need. So I feel like that would be a good decision.
So I think that's a good idea. Are there any other thoughts of things that you feel like y'all can do, or that the school should do or partner with you on?
I just feel like they should just be more aware, because you can tell when a student is feeling down, honestly. Because if a student can notice a student's feeling down, you can tell. But some teachers don't take that effort, or, like, you know, students, anybody in general, don't take that time to go ask the person what's wrong. And I feel like that's, like, a problem we have in this generation. We shield our problems, and that's a problem. We need to come together and understand that everybody goes through stuff and everybody can help you get through stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think the reason, like, most kids or most students in general just hide these type of things from everybody is because they just don't feel comfortable at school. They don't feel like it's a safe environment to talk about the things that they actually go through at all. Like, they just don't talk about it. So I feel like if we get the teachers and staff and counselors to actually talk, to, like, actually get to really get those type of students, or get every student really comfortable here, it will allow those problems to be known by the staff, and so they can actually do something about it, and actually it will actually go somewhere. So we need to recognize this problem as a school. We just need to recognize it, and then after we recognize it, that's when we really should take action. We shouldn't just, you know, wait for the next big event to happen for us to actually start caring. And that's sadly what happens in terms of school shootings. It's like, is we just start caring when another one happens, and we forget about it till another one happens. But, like, this is something I really think that should be in the minds of every teacher and every instructor while checking in with students on Wednesdays, which, yeah, will help a lot.
So do you feel like you know how to deal with depression and pressure as it comes up? Like, it's, you can be honest, like, do you feel like you know how? I mean, it's okay to say no or yes. I'm curious, though. Just, I'm asking a question. The people can't see you nodding. So, what were you saying, Talia? Yes or no?
No.
No? Do you feel like?
No.
Okay. So, how about this? So, let me model for some folks, right? Like, because I think a lot of people deal with depression and anxiety in different ways. And I grew up in a home with a mother who suffered from severe depression. And then when I tore my knee up playing ball and I couldn't walk for a while, I had dealt with, like, bouts of depression and pressure and things like that. And I think one of the things that I try to do is you know, when depression hits and you don't want to get out of bed, you don't want to be around anybody. And I got a little more agency around it just personally because I'm an adult, right? Like nobody's going to make me get out of bed. Like for you all, it's a little bit tougher because your parents are going to make you come to school the next day. What I would suggest, what helps me is if I have somebody, at least one person that I trust, that's not just going like, give me bad advice or whatever the case is, but there should be at least one adult on this campus that you can identify, that you can talk to, because sometimes just being able to talk things through will make it a little bit better. The other thing that a doctor told me was making sure, like, what I eat actually plays a large role in that. Like, if you have, like, a lot of fatty foods or sugars and things like that, he was saying you should actually drink more water. I was like, what that got to do with depression? But he said it has a lot to do with it. Because the thing that y'all are talking about, so y'all know that I'm writing this thing called a dissertation. A dissertation is basically a really long paper that you got to write before you become a doctor. And so in the study, we looked at Black boys that grew up in extreme trauma that now have doctoral degrees. And what one of the things that we learned, which I think is really important for you, is that subconsciously, Black folks, which all of y'all are, subconsciously, we sometimes feel in order to be academically successful, we got to sacrifice our mental health. Or if we want to be mentally and physically well, then we can't put all that focus into school, right? Like it's kind of an if and. And they also had these beliefs that Black people can't get depressed. Like it's a sign of weakness, or it's weak if you tell somebody. And these were boys, so. But it's weak if you admit to somebody that you're depressed. And the one thing that I would say to you is that you're not weak if you feel depressed, and talking about it can help you. So I would say, one, I will always offer myself up. You know, I'm not a teacher here. I don't work at your school, but y'all can talk to me about whatever. And if there's something that you feel like isn't appropriate, right? Like sometimes, especially for the ladies, like sometimes ladies need to talk to other ladies. But I would say identify that person. So, Nessa, I love the idea of having a group. Is there a woman on campus that you feel would partner with you to support you all? Because having a trusting adult can help.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like Miss Payne will be really good, or Miss DeWanna, because, you know, Miss DeWanna's a mother. Like, I know all the teachers here are mother, but Miss DeWanna makes me feel really comfortable. And Miss Payne makes us feel like we can say anything or we can tell her anything. So I feel like those are like two adults I would.
You know, Miss Payne was a teacher. I went to Emory a long time ago, and she was at the middle school when I was at the. She'd been teaching for a long time. So I think that you should ask them, and we're going to check in on that. And so just to wrap this up, I want to thank you all. Y'all made it through your first show. Let's clap it up again. I know it was rough. I know we had some stumbling blocks, and all of us, but you should be very, very proud of yourselves. But you have an outlet. Like, you all will get better at this. I'll get better at helping you, and at some point, I won't even be a part of it. It'll just be your thing. But I'm really, really proud of you all. Like, there are so many ways for y'all to get y'all voices out, whether it's writing, whether it's doing stuff on camera, whether it's doing this podcast. And I want the people that's out there listening, our young people are also entrepreneurs. They have a store. So if you go to energyconverters.org, you can go to merch. It's in the top right. And the things that they designed are up there. Please support them. You all have been listening to the podcast that doesn't have a name yet, but these are the Energy Converters. And these are some amazing people. And we hope that y'all continue to listen. Everybody have a good one. Peace.